Hello, and welcome to the Healthy Prosperous Conversations with Regina T. Green. My name is Regina T. Green, and the purpose of this podcast is to have the hard, the tough, the uneasy, the loving, and the fun conversations that help us to grow and propel us to move forward, propel us into our God-given destiny. The conversations may vary, and I'll have interviews with powerful, impactful, anointed people who's going to help us move to our next level. So tune in, invite a friend, and let's talk. Welcome to the conversation. All right, so for those who's just joining us, welcome back, welcome back. We haven't really dove into any of the conversation yet. So today's topic is blessings that come in doing. Have you ever said one thing but did another? Yeah, we're going to talk about it. I mean, we're going to talk about being a hypocrite. Are you prepared for your assignment? Are you using self-control and are you moving? I know that I have many entrepreneurs who listen to the podcast. I know I have many who are career women who are busy, but are you doing what you say that you're going to do? And do you know that there are blessings in the doing? Well, tune in and listen in. I am very excited to let you learn and grow and have this tough conversation. Today, we're going to have a tough conversation. So don't get mad with me. Just get changed. Okay. Hey, and welcome back to the Healthy Prosperous Conversations with Regina T. Green. I'm very excited to have this conversation today. Today's topic is blessings that come in doing, blessings that come in doing. Now, I think this conversation is going to be a little bit tough, but also it's going to be a blessing, I believe, because if you're ready for change, if you're ready to grow, and if you're ready to propel forward, then I totally believe that you should tune in. So here's my first question for you. For those who do not know me, my name is Regina T. Green, and I want to ask you a question. Are you a hypocrite? Are you a hypocrite? And I'm talking to believers. A lot of believers tend to tune in on this show, and I know that's a hard question because a lot of times our first answer is no. I'm a believer. I'm not a hypocrite. I do exactly what I say that I'm going to do. But is that really true? And here's what a hypocrite is. I looked up the definition. A hypocrite is, the Greek word is play actor, right? You should kind of come up with something from there if you listen at that definition. It is someone pretending to be something that they are not. Hypocrisy is a result of pride. It is a result of pride. Humble followers of God, they try to live according to the Bible. They live according to the laws. And I'm not saying that people need to be perfect. I am not saying that because God knows that, you know, we need his grace and his mercy. And grace is not to give and to have you do anything you want to do. And what I mean by this is I understand we all make mistakes. Repent, you know, ask God for forgiveness and keep it moving. But don't continue to do the same things and saying that you're going to do one thing and then doing another thing. We really, truly love God. And we do things, people who are not hypocrites, we do things out of the love for God and other people, to serve his people and not for recognition or honor. Hypocrites do one thing and then they say one thing and then they do another. And why am I talking about this? Why did I ask, are you a hypocrite? Because a lot of times we want to see the blessings in our lives. We want to see the fruit. And God is so faithful. His word cannot lie. What he says that he's going to do, he is definitely going to do. That does not change. But there are some pretty rough requisites to some of the things that we need to see happen in our lives. Like you declare, the Bible says that we are healthy, right? He declares that good health belongs to us. And are you living that? What are you doing to live that? Are you just saying, oh, I'm healthy, but in reality, you're doing whatever you want? The Bible tells us about self-control. Do you have self-control when it comes to your finances, when it comes to the foods that you eat, when it comes to doing what you say that you're going to do, spending like you're supposed to spend, giving like God tells us to give? Do you have, are you living according to truth in that area? This conversation is just to challenge you to look at your life, ask for forgiveness, repent, and then move forward in doing it the way God says that we can do it, so we can begin to see fruit and live the healthy, prosperous life. So 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, what does it say? Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. That goes for health. Honor God with your bodies. That goes for health. Sex, drinking, eating. Are you honoring God in those things? Spending. What are you spending your money on that you're putting on your body? Are you honoring God in those ways? Are you a hypocrite? Answer that question, because I'm not going to tell you you're a hypocrite. I want you to answer it for yourself. It is time to take accountability. Partner with the Holy Spirit and ask him to help us change. Tough, right? I know. Are you prepared for the assignment? Are you prepared for the assignment? Are you prepared for the call that God has on your life? Are you mentally, physically, financially prepared to move forward? Are you doing what you need to do? That's why this is called blessings that come in doing. We don't just say this, that 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. We don't just say that our bodies are the temple of God and that we should honor God with our bodies. What are you doing about that? That is a commandment. What are you doing? How are you aligning what you believe that you say you believe? You're a believer, right? You believe what this text says. What are you doing to see the fruit of that? Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you prepared? How do you get prepared to live a healthy lifestyle in your physical body? How do you do that? You look at what you're eating. What are you taking in? What is God asking you to take out of your diet? And what have you decided not to use self-control to put into your diet anyway? What is God asking you to give when it comes to the poor, when it comes to organizations and finance, with your finances? What is he asking you to give? And what are you doing? Are you giving that, or are you still spending irresponsibly? Did God ask you to pull back on eating out? Did he ask you to pull back on buying certain foods? I know God spoke with me about eating meats at one time. Pull back on eating meats, Regina. I had a hard time, but I did it. Okay. Like, especially, and one of the things that started happening to me was I started to feel really sick when I smelled the smell of chicken, and I just felt really bad. And I decided, let me just try just the seafoods. Right. So I just did seafoods, and I felt so much better. I felt so much better. Sometimes one step opens the door to the next step. Have you done what God told you to do before? Because many of you are asking God, what do I do? Where do you want me to be? Have you done what he told you to do last time? Ask him again. Ask Holy Spirit, what is it that you asked me to do that I did not do last time? And I want you to go and I want you to do that. Are you prepared? Are you prepared when it comes to healthy living in your body? Have you prepared your meals? If you're really busy and that continues to be your excuse, have you prepared meals ahead of for the week? Have you prepared dinner ahead of time? Have you went to the store and purchased everything that you need to buy dinner, to make the meal? Have you saved? Have you sat down and written out what days are you going to move your body? Have you sat down and asked God, what does my relationship look like? What do you want it to look like? Have you prepared? God, how do I respond as a wife in this relationship? What do I need to do? How do I prepare, God? One of the things that I've done this year, and I've been doing it, just kind of coming up with relationship goals. How can our relationship get better, me and my husband? And one of the things I wrote down on my board this year is give my husband a compliment every single day. And I do that. I give my husband a compliment. I'm preparing for the next. I'm preparing for the next. Right? How are you preparing for your spouse if you're not married? How are you preparing with your spouse if you're married? How are you preparing financially to get to become financially debt free? I'll be debt free this year. I will be debt free this year. I owe no man anything except to love others. Declare that over your life as well. Are you using self-control? The Bible, one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. And I know this conversation is tough, but are you using self-control? You have it. Ask Holy Spirit to make it come alive in you because it's there. If you have the Holy Spirit, you have self-control. Create habits that allows you to be disciplined. Self-control is discipline. Are you living a disciplined life? Do you have things written down clear so that you know what you're moving towards? Or are you just all over the place creating things here and there and doing whatever, whenever? Ministry isn't just in the pulpit. I shared a post about that. Ministry is not just in the pulpit. Ministry is you showing up in truth, sharing the truth in love, whether people like it or not. Ministry is sharing the gospel and also living it. What does your life look like? Your life ministers to people. Your words minister to people. People can look at you and yeah, you can drive a nice car, have a nice house, but what does the fruit say about you? Your integrity, your word, your lifestyle. I had a guy tell me, how could people who serve God, like, why don't they take care of themselves? If God is holy, and if God is the ruler of the entire world, if people have God on the inside of them, the kingdom of God on the inside of them, how could they preach the gospel but live an unhealthy lifestyle in their bodies? He said to me, and this was, he gave his life to Christ this day. He said, I would not listen to a pastor who is unhealthy because I believe he does not love himself. I believe that he does not care for himself, because if God is healthy, if God is prosperous, if God is for movement, if God is as big as who he is, then why is it that you carry this bigness, but you lack the fruit of it? Man, that was powerful. That was a hit. This is just a challenge, and this is no judgment. The Bible tells us to judge us by our fruit. And I definitely am not perfect in working on things in my life. I don't always make great choices, but I repent. I ask God to forgive me and I move forward and align my life with what the laws say. The book of the law says, the Bible says, right? Proverbs 4:20 and 22 says, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Life and health. Attend to my words. Life and health. Attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto thy sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Life and health is found in the word of God. It's found in living out the truth. And what's the difference in living out the truth is deciding that what God said is true, regardless of what things look like. What the Bible says, what scripture says is true in your life. And that's how you're going to live it. And that's how you're going to walk it out. You're going to walk it out. That's the blessing. There's blessings that come in the doing. There is blessings that come in the doing. Now, here is the kicker of what the main thing I wanted to really bring to you. This is good. It's James 1:22-25. I want to read this to you because I think this is going to be good. I want to read the TPT, the Passion Translation. I love TPT. I read different versions of the Bible. My main one is the New King James Version, but this one is what the main thing I want to talk about. Don't just listen to the word of truth and not respond to it, for that is the essence of self-deception. Self-deception. So always let his word become like poetry written and fulfilled by your life. If you listen to the word and don't live it out, the message you hear, you become like the person who looks in the mirror of the word to discover the reflection of his face in the beginning. You perceive how God sees you in the mirror of the word, but then you go out and forget your divine origin. But those who set their gaze deeply into the perfecting law of liberty are fascinated by and respond to the truth they hear and are strengthened by it. They experience God's blessings in all that they do. I'm going to read that one more time. There is blessings that come in the doing. James 1, 22 through 25. Do not just listen to the word of truth and not respond to it, for this is the essence of self-deception. So always let his word become like poetry written and fulfilled by your life. If you listen to the word and do not live out the message you hear, you become like the person who looks in the mirror of the word to discover the reflection of his face in the beginning. You perceive how God sees you in the mirror of the word, but then you go out and forget your divine origin. But those who set their gaze deeply into the perfect law of liberty are fascinated by and respond to the truth they hear and are strengthened by it. They experience God's blessing in all that they do, in all that they do. Let me read you a different version of this because I think this is good. And let me talk about this for entrepreneurs. This is for entrepreneurs. If you are an entrepreneur and you're saying one thing but doing another, you won't see the fruit of your labor. If you are saying that you want to replace your job, but you're not taking the action to put into place the thing that God told you to do, to write the book, to put the program out, to sell the program. If you're not doing that, to sell the product, to tell more people about what you're doing, if you're not doing that, then how are you going to leave your job? How are you going to increase your income if you're not doing what you say that you're going to do? Even if God told you to charge a certain amount and you are not charging that, you say, no, that's too much. People are going to say that I'm charging too much money. No, I can't offer this for free because I don't want to be looked at as a person not of value. What did God tell you to do? Because that is the strategy to help you to get to where he's calling you to get to. If you're an entrepreneur and you're giving everything away for free, you're not an entrepreneur. Go do a nonprofit organization and even they make money. And for those who say preachers don't make money, ask them why they're taking up the offering. Because the offering actually is supposed to be paying the bills. Tithing is completely different. Tithing is different. That's not meant to pay pastor's bills and the bills and pay the pastor. Tithing is different. Tithing is to go out and to give to the poor. It's for the poor, right? That's why it's important how you sow your seed, but that's a whole nother story. James 1, 22 and, through 25, the NIV, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says, is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. You will be blessed in what you do. Live according to the word and do it. There are so many people that don't even want to talk about God, talk about Jesus, because they're looking at believers who don't do what they say they're going to do. They're living one way, talking one way, and living another. Don't be that. A lot of people are turned off by that. You are the standard in this world as a believer. We are the standard. If we're the standard, why aren't we living by it? No judgment, because the world likes to talk about being judged all the time. But the Bible tells us to judge you by the fruit for the last time that I'm going to say it. We judge by the fruit. Look at the life and tell us, are you living according to the laws of the Bible? Because that is what brings the results. Are you doing it? Are you putting it into action? Get the word in your heart and do it. I'm excited to continue to share this podcast with you. Thank you so much for joining my podcast today. Please like, subscribe, share with others. I am on all platforms. And here, I thank you for listening to Healthy Prosperous Conversations with Regina T. Green. Tune in for our next episode. And I am excited because at this episode is where we have the hard, the tough, the uneasy, the loving, and the fun conversations that help with our growth and propel us forward and propel us into our destiny. I believe that you'll grow with this. This conversation, they may vary. The interviews may vary, but what we're going to have is powerful, impactful, anointed people. So tune in, invite a friend, and let's continue to talk. Have a good day.
Thank you so much for listening. If you want to mentor with me, please check out RegineTGreen.com, where I offer 1 hour clarity power hour, and I offer up to 12 month mentorship where you can join and meet with me once a month or purchase 12 sessions and use them how you want. What is my mentorship about? My mentorship is to help those in transition. If you're transitioning and stepping into ministry, stepping into entrepreneurship, stepping into a new career, stepping into just to newness of your life, a new assignment or the new call, and you need help and you need someone to talk to you, hold you accountable, and finally be able to implement those ideas that's been in your head and you're not sure how to do it, that's why I want to mentor you. That's how I will mentor you. Go to RegineTGreen.com and I'd love to work with you. Take care. I look forward to hearing you on the next episode.